Welcome back to Dakota Midday on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke. 14 high school football teams are arriving in Vermilion for the 2013 State Football Championships, which get underway tomorrow at USD's Dakota Dome. Among those teams, none are returning champions from 2012. Joining us now for a preview of this year's matchups are SDPB's Gary Ellenbolt and Steve Toome. They're calling the nine-man championships for SDPB-TV, which is carrying all of the games. And Steve and Gary, thanks for stopping by and letting us know what's happening over the next couple of days here.
Oh, glad to do it. Of course, we're really excited to be a part of it. And really, we've started tournament coverage a few weeks ago as State Cheer and Dance was on. Volleyball's coming up next week. This is one of the bigger weekends, of course, in South Dakota and certainly in Vermilion. So it's going to be an exciting atmosphere, especially with the championships mixed in with the USD-SDSU game Saturday afternoon.
So will that be plenty of time for all those games on Saturday with USD and high school?
Yeah, USD, they're going to kick off their game at 1 o'clock against South Dakota State, and then the 11 AAA championship will kick off at 7:30. So they'll have plenty of time to get the dome cleared out and make sure the parking lot's cleared out, unless it goes like four overtimes or something like that. But you never can tell. But obviously, it is going to be probably the busiest weekend in the history of Vermilion.
Well, Gary, as I mentioned, no returning champions this year. How unusual is that?
That is very unusual. And in fact, on our Dakota Digest tomorrow, I'll be taking a look with Steve Swemke at an annual feature we do called the Championships by the Numbers, where we actually ask a USD statistics professor. I mean, this is a completely different field than the one we had in 2012. Seven new champions, actually the challengers or the opponents are new as well, did not arrive in 2012. And the chance of that happening is like 0.1%.
Wow. Steve Toome, does that make these championship games maybe more interesting than in past years?
Well, it is, because this is the first year they're going to have seven classes of football in South Dakota. So this is the first time we have seven championships. And it's always nice to get some fresh blood in there. And one of the teams that stands out is one of the teams in the 9B ranks, Hamlin. They haven't been to the Dome since 1999. And when they were here last time, they were in Class 11A. They've dropped down to 9B, and they're going to be facing a very familiar team in Avon as far as fans across the state of South Dakota, because Avon has been a fixture at the Dome for the last 10 years or so.
And Hamlin was really a team of the 90s. They went to several state championships at the Dakota Dome, but they were all in the 11-man class. In fact, they lost to Vermilion in the 1999 final in 11A, moved to nine-man football, which is entirely enrollment-based, and now they have a chance to see what they could do for the first time as a nine-man team against a traditionally really good Avon squad. Devin Tolsma, an outstanding running back, and it seemed like Tom Culver just reloads every year at Avon and has an opportunity to make a deep run of the playoffs.
Well, that's the 9B championship Friday morning. Let's go through these other games as we have time here. I start out with the first game on tomorrow morning, 10:30, Class 9A. Steve Toome, what do we have there?
Well, we got a rematch of an early season matchup between Potter County and unbeaten Leola Frederick. Now, Leola Frederick, the Titans, they won that one 12-7. It was early on in the season. Potter County, that's Gettysburg and Hoven, a traditional powerhouse. The Battlers have been to the Dome many times over the years. And this was a defensive effort the first time around, but it's always a situation. It seems like you have a defensive effort early on. Teams are trying to find their way, but then you get on the dome with the turf, and that tends to speed things up. And I got a feeling they're going to score more than 19 combined points in this game.
Does the dome, how does that play in the factor as these teams are coming to a neutral field and an indoor field?
This is where it gets a little weird, actually. The turf at the dome is in its second season of use, and it's something that none of the teams in the state are used to. There aren't a lot of schools that use the ProTurf surface like USD does. They can't use the traditional field turf, which is kind of the gold standard now of the artificial surfaces, which has as a safety measure billions of these little rubber pellets. You can't use those at the dome because you have to make the field portable, because there's the basketball setting under it, and you also have the track, the indoor track around there. And the turf has been compared a lot to walking on compacted snow. And there have been more than one players who have reached that, tried to make a cut or something, and fallen down. So that takes some getting used to. Another thing that people might not be used to, if you don't get to the dome much, it's a very warm atmosphere. So you have to make sure your players hydrate, have the Gatorade ready. There are all kinds of concoctions to keep your players hydrated. But if you're not used to that warmth, especially in November when really none of us in South Dakota are, you can be in for a long day if you don't keep that hydration level up.
Another one of the nine-man championship. This is 9AA. Steve, who's there?
Well, you talk about a frequent visitor to the Dakota Dome. That's Bridgewater Emery Ethan under Coach Jeff Van Loer, one of the winningest coaches in the country in nine-man ranks, taking on Arlington, who's been to the Dome a few times here in the past few years. But Bridgewater Emery Ethan, a recent combo, a co-op. Emery Ethan was a powerhouse for many years. Now they've combined with Bridgewater, and the winning tradition continues under Coach Van Loer. They are a run-first team. Arlington has a load of great athletes. Both teams 10-1. They have not met on the year. I think this one's going to be a good game. But in a lot of the nine-man ranks, especially when you go up against Bridgewater, Emory, Ethan, if you don't stop their running game, you're not beating the Seahawks.
And it seems like there's a prototypical Bridgewater, Emory, Ethan player who's just kind of square. You know, they've got the and I don't mean that in a derogatory way, but they're very hard to bring down because they're so solid. They just lower the big shoulder pads, get into the line, the horses in front of them take care of business, and you've got a lot of trouble in stopping a Seahawk football player.
And Bridgewater Emery Ethan has sent quite a few players onto the collegiate ranks where they have done very, very well. Josh Endress a few years ago had a standout career for Dakota Wesleyan, one of the best running backs in the NAIA in this part of the country. He graduated last year.
Now we've got about 7 minutes left here for these remaining games, the 11A, 11B, 11A, and then 11AAA. Of those games, which one that's most intriguing to you?
11A.
11A, why is that?
11A is really a fascinating story. Madison's football program had pretty much been moribund for the better part of the 90s and early 2000s. They have turned things around in the last 4 years. They've had good athletic tradition, very good wrestlers, outstanding track, plenty of state basketball championships, including the last one in Class A. They've just put everything together this year. They are unbeaten, including a win over their opponent, West Central. And just kind of a neat story, Madison's first ever trip to the Dome, and they're playing a team that is almost a fixture at the Dakota Dome. West Central was there several times during the last decade. Haven't been there for a while, but Kent Mueller's put together a really good football team. These are conference mates. These are teams that that know each other's moves. There's kind of a team of destiny feeling among the Madison squad, and West Central kind of has a little bit of a revenge factor going in, too, where they lost to Madison earlier in the regular season.
Well, that was a close game, 24-21, so one would think anything can happen in a rematch when the previous score was that close.
And the 11A, Madison versus West Central, that's tomorrow beginning at 7 o'clock at the Dakota Dome. You're listening to Dakota Midday, South Dakota Public Broadcasting, and with us here in the studio, Steve Toome and Gary Ellenbolt, who are calling the nine-man games, championship games for SDPB TV. Of the remaining 11B, 11AA, 11AAA, Steve Toome, of those games, one that you find most interesting?
Well, I think Hamlin and Avon, that's our only matchup of unbeaten teams. Obviously, they haven't played each other. Avon, they run. I think I was just going through the stats that Coach Culver sent us, and I think, if I'm reading the stat line right, Avon's only attempted 20 passes on the season. They have some good running backs. They are going to run the football. And Hamlin knows if they don't stop the run, they're not going to win. Talked with Coach Sheehan earlier today, and he says that's our number one priority. We have to stop Avon's running game. And Hamlin, it's been a while since they've been to the Dome. Avon, a pretty regular visitor to the Dome, and the people up in the Hayti area, they're very excited.
And let's see, what else do we have here, Gary, that Canton versus Parkston in the Olympia?
Canton and Parkston, these are a couple of teams that, well, Canton there was maybe nobody outside of the community of Canton who expected to have the Seahawks in the championship round. They played a team that had won 22 straight, including the last couple of championships at 11B. Winner has been to the Dome many a time, but not this year. Canton was able to get the 19-7 win on the road last week to face the Parkston Trojans in the championship. The guy for Canton you want to watch is Cody Majors. He is an outstanding runner, had 5 touchdowns in the playoff quarterfinal game, and just really hard to bring down. Parkston, with a good defense, they've got their ways to make their noise, too. So that could be one of the better games of the weekend as well.
Interesting to note that both Canton and Parkston had to win on the road in the semifinals to reach the Dakota Dome, and both had to go out to West River. Parkston had to play against the very good St. Thomas More team in Rapid City.
And then 11AA, Pierre versus Watertown, things to look out there?
That'll be a fun one as well. I happen to see both teams, the Governors and the Watertown Arrows. Watertown has a guy that you probably are not going to stop if you're a defense, but if you can contain him, you've got a shot. His name is Shea Brantland. He has about 1,500 yards on the season. This is the playoff run Shea Brantland has had. In the semifinal game, the win over Yankton, Brantland had 170 yards. In the first-round game against Douglas, which is the school from Box Elder, Ellsworth Air Force Base, coming to Watertown, 222 yards in the game for Brantland, and he did that on 7 carries. That is just an amazing number. Brantland, very hard to bring down. He's a fun runner to watch. And Watertown has just a lot of good weapons. Logan Gabriel, an incredible quarterback. They've got some people they can throw to. And an 11AA Pierre is really a complete football team as well. They have won all of their games but one. Yankton got up and beat them a few weeks ago, but they're in the Dome, first time since 2001. It's been 2005 for Watertown, and it's the first all-ESD 11AA championship. I don't know how long that's been.
What, Brandon Valley, Aberdeen Central, or Brookings Aberdeen Central? It's been about 12 years or so.
Okay. And then 11AAA, we're charting brand new territory there, Carl, because it's a new class. They have decided to split the bigger school classes, and this will be as part of a 2-year experiment. A couple of teams that should know each other, Sioux Falls Lincoln and Sioux Falls Roosevelt. My understanding is the Lincoln quarterback, Burchill, will play in the game Saturday. He hurt his ACL in the win over O'Gorman last week, but they say they have a brace on it. He's going to try to give it a go against a really good Rough Rider squad.
And for you, Steve, looking forward to the AAA?
Yeah, it should be a good one. It's a rematch. Obviously, Lincoln and Roosevelt know each other well. Lincoln won 35-28, and this could be even a much higher scoring affair. Taryn Christian, the quarterback from Roosevelt, is a dynamite player. He's just a junior and clearly expects some colleges to come knocking on his door. He is a very exciting football player.